at 7:30 PM. Publication of this notice in accordance with the provision of the New Jersey Open Public Meetings Act, Chapter 231, Laws of 1975. Adequate notice of this meeting was provided through public notice on January 8, 2020, faxing to three newspapers designated by the Board, Hunterdon County Democrat, Hunterdon Review, and Express Times, posting on the district website, the main bulletin board, and the administration offices, and in each Clinton Township school, faxing to the clerk of Clinton Township. Can we have attendance, please?
Ms. Brennan?
Present.
Dr. Brasher?
Here.
Ms. Brooks? Ms. Emery?
Present.
Ms. Grant?
Here.
Dr. Grantham? Mr. Hornick?
Here.
Ms. Kaltenbach?
Here.
Dr. Riamaki?
Here.
Mr. Hornick, would you mind doing the pledge for us tonight?
Sure.
Thank you.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic
for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I would like to make a motion to appoint Joanne Hinkle as Board Secretary for this evening. Can I get a second?
Second.
A roll call vote, please.
Ms. Brennan?
Yes.
Dr. Brasher?
Yes.
Ms. Brooks is absent. Ms. Emery?
Yes.
Ms. Grant?
Yes.
Dr. Grantham is absent. Mr. Hornick?
Yes.
Ms. Kaltenbach?
Yes.
And Dr. Riamaki?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you. Also, I am going to make a resolution to allow remote board member and public participation for the length of New Jersey's current state of emergency regarding the coronavirus. Can we please have a roll call vote?
We need a second.
I'm sorry, second.
Second.
Second, sorry.
Okay.
And then a roll call vote, please.
Ms. Brennan?
Yes.
Dr. Brasher?
Yes.
Ms. Brooks is absent. Ms. Emery?
Yes.
Ms. Grant?
Yes.
Dr. Grantham's absent. Mr. Hornick?
Yes.
Ms. Kaltenbach?
Yes.
And Dr. Riamaki?
Yes.
Good?
We are good. Motion passes.
Thank you. First off, I'd like to thank Dr. Cohn and our entire staff for creating plans and preparing our district to embark on this virtual learning endeavor. As this is something new to all of us and is constantly evolving, we are asking for everyone's understanding over these next few weeks. I'll be reminding my children and myself that attitude is the difference between an ordeal or an adventure. The primary focus for holding this meeting is to pass a resolution to allow us to hold virtual meetings. In light of the situation, we'll be going through the remaining agenda items from the work session quickly, and we will go into greater depth with the preliminary budget at our virtual meeting on March 19th. Dr. Cohn?
Yes, thank you. Enrollment this evening is 1,221. Suspension report is we have one two-day out-of-school suspension at CTMS and one one-day in-school suspension at CTMS. Just a little bit about school closure. I'd like to begin with a huge thank you to the Board of Ed administrative team and support staff, teachers, teaching assistants, and all other district employees for their flexibility and collaborative team effort in preparing for the school closure. I would also like to thank the families for their understanding, cooperation, and supportive messages during this unusual time. The district launched the new webpage today, which can be accessed on our homepage. The new page provides access to all important information related to health preparedness, government updates, closure, remote learning, and the resources for that instruction. The board office will remain open for now on a limited schedule. We ask any parent wishing to pick up instructional materials to come to the board office between 10 and 2 PM, Monday through Friday. The district will continue to update all stakeholders as we receive information. Please access the webpage and resources for important information specifically on the health, at the Health Department. Tonight's meeting will be an abbreviation for the purpose of maintaining district business. A special meeting will be held using telecommunications for the purpose of the budget presentation on Thursday evening. Information on accessing is posted on our website. Thank you.
Is that the report?
Yes.
Okay. So, looking for a motion on the report of the superintendent for action items SU 22 through 24.
Motion.
Was that you, Catherine?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Second?
Second.
Jennifer.
Okay. All in favor, please say aye, nay, or abstain. Dr. Brasher?
Yes. Aye.
Ms. Brooks is absent. Ms. Emery?
Aye.
Ms. Grant?
Yes.
Dr. Grantham is absent. Mr. Hornick?
Aye.
Ms. Kaltenbach?
Aye.
Dr. Riamaki?
Yes.
Ms. Brennan?
Yes.
Motion passed.
Thank you. Now we will move to the first public comment section. If anyone in the audience would like to address the board, please come up to the microphone and state your name and address. Each person will have up to 3 minutes. We will attempt to answer all questions. However, in the event that we are unable to answer them immediately, we will follow up with questions. This comment section will be limited to 15 minutes.
Yes,
please.
And sign in if you would.
No pen?
No pen? I'm sorry.
Oh, here it is.
Oh, good.
Nancy Slota. I live at 21 Willow, Brooklyn. And I just have a question about the 180-day requirement for the school year. Do we know how the closure is impacting that? And does the remote learning offset any of those days?
Yeah. Sure. I think that's a question that's been on everyone's mind over the past week, without a doubt. The department has given us very clear guidance right now that so long as you provide to the County Office of Education a plan for providing distance learning and remote education, that plan gets approved by the county office, and then every day that you deliver instruction remotely according to that plan counts towards your 180 days.
Okay.
And that has happened.
Do the students have a required amount of time that they need to fulfill?
It's in the plan.
I can answer that. It's so the home instruction for this occurrence right now that we're in is based on the home instruction policy. Should a student be out sick, home instruction is delivered 1 hour a day. That's the requirement.
Okay.
Where we would like students to do more than that, we're not preparing a full day as they would normally have while they're in the buildings. Everything is posted on the mm-hmm. teacher pages.
Yep.
And so there's a lot of choice and different types of activities. We've encouraged people to think outside the box.
Okay.
So that's what we're hoping for.
Yeah, great. Thank you. Thank you for pulling together, making this happen so quickly.
Thank you.
Seeing no one else, I'm going to close the floor to the first public comment section and move on to the report of the school business administrator. We're going to table. Yes. Yes, we are going to table the budget portion of the BA's report, which is action items 20BA23, 20BA25. And we are also going to table 20BA26 for the minutes because I don't believe corrections were made. So, can we please have a roll? Motion, please.
I motion to table those three action items.
Second?
Second.
Roll call? Yes.
Okay, Ms. Brennan?
Yes.
Dr. Brasher?
Yes.
Ms. Brooks is absent. Ms. Emery?
Yes.
Ms. Grant?
Yes.
Dr. Grantham's absent. Mr. Hornick?
Yes.
Ms. Kaltenbach?
Yes.
Dr. Riamaki?
Yes.
So now we're going to move the other action items. which is going to be BA 21 and BA 22 and 24. Looking for a motion for...
And BA 27.
Oh, I'm sorry. And BA 27. We will keep that on the calendar. I did reach out to Gwen, and she asked us to keep it on the calendar in the event that we can do something virtually, or, you know, if we have to cancel, she is understanding. And but I did, she did tell me that she would like to keep that on our calendar. So looking for a motion for those items.
Motion.
I'm sorry.
Kaltenbach. Second?
Second.
Scott.
Okay. Dr. Brasher?
Yes.
Ms. Brooks is absent. Ms. Emery and Ms. Emery?
Yes.
Ms. Grant?
Yes.
Dr. Grantham's absent. Mr. Hornick?
Yes.
Ms. Kaltenbach?
Yes.
Dr. Riamaki?
Yes.
Ms. Brennan?
Yes. Okay, we're going to move on to facilities and finance. We have 12 action items for facilities and finance. They include professional development, staff travel, graduate coursework approval, installing new sidewalks at CTMS, tuition rates, and approval for Troop 80195 to hold a book drive for the library at Spruce Run. I'm sorry. Okay, what do we want to amend that to? Motioning, and then we can talk about it. Okay, I'm looking for a motion on action items FF 130 through FF 141.
Motion.
It was Emery.
Okay, second.
Catherine Riamaki.
Okay.
And now, discussion.
Sorry, was there an amendment that needed to be made on FF 140?
Yes, I was looking at this, and when we were talking about it at the work meeting, I think I didn't understand that we were talking about all tuitions, not just out of district. And I saw the preschool one, and I personally think it's a little high.
I could clarify that that is an increase. It is for current preschool. It is currently, the preschool tuition is $3,000 a month. This represents,
$300 a year.
Yeah. $300 a month, thank you. I was saying, boy, yeah, that's a lot of money. So this is an increase of $100 a month.
Still substantially less than every other preschool in
that's
the area.
Exactly what I was going to say.
I mean, it's not sure. It's not a lot of money for the quality of education that these guys get. And
can I ask, though, because this is for the 2019-2020 school year, so for people who are enrolled now,
we
need to clarify whether this affects them or not, if this is an increase.
So I don't have that clarification. Would you like to table, can we table a portion of this?
Sure.
We can table the preschool parent paid tuition?
I think that's,
okay.
I think.
To get clarification
to
on.
To get clarification on whether that impacts current
sure.
preschool enrollees.
Do we need to?
Motion for.
Make a motion
to amendment. Yeah, since we are actually tabling that item, we should do that by motion and a voice vote.
Okay.
Just so we're clear, the issue is if the board passes it tonight, when would this take effect for parents during the current school year? That's the question.
For the preschool parents in
yeah.
particular.
Okay.
But we're going to motion to take the preschool portion out of it so that we can pass the remainder of it.
Right.
Okay. Just want to
I
just want to
make certain that was in the minutes, though, what the objection was, which it is, so we're good.
Okay, so I'm noting that discussion is that if for the 1920 school year, does this mean an increase to the current parents of the preschool?
And
just to clarify.
What, would it be retroactive?
Okay.
I guess is the
mm-hmm.
point.
Okay.
It can't be retroactive.
Okay,
so
thank you.
So we need a motion to table the parent paid preschool tuition.
All right, so I'm going to make a motion to table the parent paid preschool line on action item FF140. Is there a second?
Second.
And a roll call vote, please.
And who was the second?
The second was Dr. Remick.
Dr. Brasher?
Yes.
Ms. Emery?
Yes.
Ms. Grant?
Yes.
Mr. Hornig?
Yes.
Ms. Kaltenbach?
Yes.
Ms. Dr. Riamaki?
Yes.
And Ms. Brennan?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Okay, so now we're going to go, is there any other additional questions on the other action items that are in facilities and finance tonight? There are no others, so we will move on to the whole group of 130 through 141. Roll call vote.
Do we need a motion?
No, we already were in it.
It was a motion by Ms. Emery, seconded by Dr. Riamaki.
Yep.
Dr. Brasher?
Yes.
Ms. Emery?
Yes.
Ms. Grant?
Yes.
Mr. Hornick?
Yes.
Ms. Kaltenbach?
Yes.
Dr. Riamaki?
Yes.
Ms. Brennan?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you. Personnel, we have 19 items for personnel. They are new teaching assistants and custodians, also approving sports advisors and coaches, as well as appointing 3 members to sick bank. We are looking for a motion for 20P209 through 20P227. Motion?
Motion.
Kaltenbach?
Second?
Second.
Ms. Brasher? Or Dr. Brasher?
Okay, roll call vote.
Oh, wait, is there any questions on personnel? We can do a roll call vote.
Dr. Brasher?
Yes.
Ms. Emery?
Yes.
Ms. Grant?
Yes to all except action item 20P227.
Can you repeat that, please?
Yes to everything except item 20P227. Are you abstaining from that?
No.
Are you voting no?
No.
Thank you.
Okay. Let's see. Mr. Hornick?
Yes.
Ms. Kaltenbach?
Yes.
Dr. Riamaki?
Yes.
Ms. Brennan?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Okay, there's not anything for policy tonight. Curriculum, there are 5 action items for curriculum. We have field trips for our 2nd, 6th, 7th, and 8th graders. Also looking to adopt our science and social studies curricula for grades K through 8. Also, we are looking at implementing the departmentalized instruction model for grade 4 for the 2021 school year. Looking for a motion for 20 CUR 39 through 20 CUR 43.
Motion.
Dr. Riamaki. Second?
Second.
Okay. Questions?
I would like to just briefly mention about the CUR 041, the science and social studies curriculum. I recognize that we have to pass this for CUSAC, but I hope that this is not the end of the discussion about those, because I would very much like it to be presented to the public in a way that really shows off the excellence of this district. And we talked last time about a couple of examples. I think the board could recommend other examples if those aren't satisfactory, but I do hope that we return to that discussion at some point in the near future.
No additional questions? Okay, we're going to go to roll call vote, please.
Okay, Dr. Brasher?
Yes.
Ms. Emery?
Yes.
Ms. Grant?
Yes.
Mr. Hornick?
Yes.
Ms. Kaltenbach?
Yes.
Dr. Riamaki?
Yes.
Ms. Brennan?
Yes.
Passes.
There is no update for the CTAA or the CTEA. I'm going to go to old business. Is there any old business? Yes.
I do just have a question, especially in light of the virus and everything in remote learning. We had talked previously about the possibility of live streaming and getting video in here. And in situations like this, maybe it would be a good thing. We have any updates on that?
We have not had any more progress on that. And with this sudden onset of this situation.
Right.
It would have been nice. However, we just didn't have the capability to pull that together. So thank you.
Okay, any new business of the board? Okay, seeing none, I'm going to move on to the second recognition of the public. If anyone in the audience would like to address the board, please come up to the microphone and state your name and address. Each person will have up to 3 minutes. We will attempt to answer all questions. However, in the event that we are unable to answer them immediately, we will follow up with answers. This comment section will be limited to 15 minutes.
Good evening, Jason Kiefer. I reside at 33 Maple Avenue in Annandale, in the village over here. I just do want to say thank you to everybody here. I know, especially for the aspect of the PTA, Dr. Cohn's rapid and rather clear communications that she sent out were very beneficial for knowing when we had to postpone some of our events. We would like to, hopefully that we can get through this time rapidly with the virus. It'll have to play itself out, but we do hope to come back in with some of our PTA events in a timely manner. But thank you very much for at least being on top of this and getting the communication out so that we could also respond in kind and really work well with the board and the school and everything. Also, kind of more personally for me, thank you for having this board meeting and allowing the public to come, and that business needs to be done, and thank you for helping keeping us informed and everything. So just wanted to express my thanks on behalf of myself and the PTA for the diligent work that you've been doing over this past week. So thank you very much.
So I am looking for a motion for adjournment.
Motion.
Second?
Second.
Call them back. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? The meeting is adjourned at 7:52.